Good morning, and welcome to the Midweek Devotion Coffee with Ann. This morning, I am drinking Kona coffee. Smooth. Really good to wake up to. Perhaps you like to wake up to Starbucks. Enjoy. We begin this morning with 1 John 4, verse 16. So we have come to know and to believe the love that God has for us. God is love, and whoever abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. Years ago, while teaching in a small Christian school, the music teacher, who was an accomplished guitarist, wrote a worship song for us to sing in chapel. It was a variation on 1 John 4:16. God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God, and God in him. After 40 years or more, I still remember it. Have you ever given any thought to the phrase, in love? What comes to mind first? She's in love, I'm in love, he's in love, they're in love. I think of it as humans falling in love with some other human being. In other words, romantic love. It could also refer to being in love with a new baby, or a place, or a thing. A new car, for instance. We want to sit in the new car, take in all its bells and whistles, be surrounded by the quiet in the new car smell. I think of folks who go down to Florida from up north in the winter and fall in love with Florida weather and never go back north. They want to be surrounded by the warm Florida temperatures. They want to abide, live in the climate of Florida. The importance of the word in 1 John 4:16. Whoever abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. In other words, whoever lives or abides in love lives or abides in God, and God lives or abides in him. It occurred to me that in is a very important word in this verse. It is important in a way I hadn't thought of before. A word that implies being surrounded. Below, above, around. Visualize this. You are in beautiful, clean, clear water. Maybe a pristine pool at the bottom of a forest waterfall. You take a deep breath and sink your body down into the soothing cool on a hot summer day. It surrounds you, supports you. You float to the top. Or perhaps you climb to the top of a mountain on a hike. You reach the view from the peak. The refreshing, clean air surrounds you. The sun shines on your face. You are encased in the fresh air and clear view from above. For me, I stand amidst flowers all around me, under my feet, floating in the air. The color, the sweet scent surrounds me. In love, in the presence of love, it's not just directed to one person, person to person. To be in, to abide in love, is much, much more meaningful. Living in love. I realized that I exist in love, in a house of love. It is below me, above me, in back of me, in front of me. George's love, Apollo's love, my children, grandchildren, friends, but even more, far more important, God's love. The flowers are everywhere, surrounding me, encasing me in the warm, beautiful, safe presence of my Lord. You and I live in, are surrounded, supported by Jesus' love. We are floating in a pool of love. I suggest to you and to me, when life overwhelms, when conflict or disappointment appears, or loneliness surfaces, think on, I am in. I exist in God's love. And all the troubles of the world can fall away, and your spirit is renewed. Let us pray together. Dear, dear Lord, as you know, life can be so overwhelming, so lonely, so hurtful at times. Help us to fight back. Help us to focus on your presence, your abiding love. In times of trouble, of worry, or pain, help us to stop. Take some moments to remind ourselves we live in your love. A love so strong, so powerful, we cannot really understand it. Only trust in it. In your precious name, we pray. Amen. Once again, thank you for being with me, and may the Lord bless you and yours.